Hello and welcome again to the Hali Hewa podcast with your host Abigail Kima. And this is the second day and we are live at the Africa Climate Summit. And I have the pleasure of hosting Olumide. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Okay, my name is Olumide Idowu and I'm from Nigeria. I'm the executive director for International Climate Change Development Initiative. Basically, my organization is actually focusing on developing young people, but majorly focusing on how can we drive conversation? How can we drive growth for young people? And also, we're also looking at how can we build a climate smart generation across Africa and the local communities.
And of course, we are here at the Africa Climate Summit, and this is the first ever in history. And it feels like a family gathering of African leaders and African people coming together to decide what we want to see when it comes to climate decisions. And your work, among many things, is focused on the nexus between climate and health. So kindly share with us what that looks like.
Yeah, thank you very much. If you look at the African Climate Summit, you'll be able to understand that a lot of issue that is affecting Africans, whether young or old, is the conversation that is actually going on. But you look at it from the lens of climate change and health, you will see that even while we are in this conference, some people are complaining about the weather, which means that it's actually a conversation that needs to be done. But back home, my organization, actually, we are focusing on two things. We are looking at air pollution and looking at methane pollution, because these two things affect our health. When I say air pollution, we are looking at how can we try to talk about the impact of air pollution on children, youth, and the older generation. And how are we solving this? We are partnering with some organizations like Urban Better, the Ministry, and even the Nigerian Conservation Center. And what we are trying to do is to go to community and do like a community engagement, using focus group discussion and also some sort of problem tree to help them to understand that this is the impact that air pollution is causing. And on the other hand, methane pollution, we are focusing on oil and gas and waste management, because these two sector is actually a sector that is, you know, affecting a lot of people. And, you know, anything is like a garbage in, garbage out. Anything you put to the environment comes back to you. So we are trying to make emphasis and do a lot of advocacy around waste management, and also look at the sector of the oil and gas. Because if we come to Nigeria now, in this the southern part of Nigeria, we have what we call the Ogoni. That's the where we have the oil spillage. And it's affecting them health-wise, it's affecting children, and it's affecting women. So what we are trying to do is to see that, oh, how can we bridge the gap between the people staying in that suffering community and the government. So we identify problems and we put the problem in front of the government. But the major thing is that everybody is being affected, no matter where you stay. As long as the air is not clean for you, then you are also affected. So we are just trying to make sure that people understand the impact and they understand the kind of solution they can provide to the issue of health. And when you now link climate change, that's where you cannot take away the global issue. And in Nigeria, like I said, the air quality is very, very bad. And even data is not enough for us to even understand the kind of problem or the kind of solution that we can provide. So data is also key when you talk about the health and climate change and the adaptation issue. How do we drive funding, financing for adaptation when it comes to we community people adapting to issues? And so it's a mix of what can we do and what has actually changed, because nothing has changed, both the policy, both the government, even looking at the sector, which is the civil society. How are we trying to make sure that we are working together to make sure that the issue of climate change and health is a conversation that is not only one person, rather is collaboration.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing those very insightful thoughts. And this year, I hear climate and health will be one of the key issues or agenda items discussed at COP, COP28 in the UAE. And of course, we are here at the Africa Climate Week as well. So what, you know, you have the insight. So what would you say are some of the conversations and some of the asks that are being put forward with regards to climate and health?
Yeah, for me, I think, well, a lot of acts has been put forward. But for me, I think it is high time for all the health-related organizations, whether the medical line, as long as you're in the medical line, it's high time for them to get involved in this conversation. Because there are a lot of other health-related sickness that the atmosphere is causing that a lot of people don't know. And I also think it's very, very important for us to start looking at those areas so that all private sector that are working on health related issues. Like if you go around now, let me give you insurance companies. They're also involved in this conversation because they give insurance for different kind of stuff. And also, we also need to now talk about not only money from the international body, but how can we, you know, assess funding within ourselves in Africa? Because as long as there's a budget for a specific program or specific issues ahead of COP28, Africans need to last see that what are the available funding in the health sector that we need to, you know, amplify? What are the available funding in the health sector that we can give to society to also help the government to complement their efforts? So ahead of COP28, I think we need more synergy between the government and health-related workers. And we also make sure that as we are doing this synergy, we are coming up with an actionable program and bankable projects that can be sponsored or supported by different civil or international bodies.
And I think it's important because, you know, that kind of synergy also bridges the gap on data, because sometimes we say it's attributed to because there isn't enough research on, you know, those impacts particularly. And of course, at the Africa Climate Summit, we are here and we know there's going to be a declaration tomorrow. I don't know if you've had a peep, but what would you say are your expectations as we move, you know, your expectations for what the African heads of states are going to put forward tomorrow?
Okay, thank you very much. I think my own quick what kind of intervention I'm looking at is how can Africans make sure that we are not always asking for money, but we make use of available resources that we have to even change the narrative of the climate space that we have. Every time, though funding mechanism is okay, but how can we also look inwardly to actually look at the natural resources we have in all the countries across Africa? Example from Nigeria, we have a lot of opportunities, a lot of natural resources that can solve a lot of problems. Why do we always look for, you know, funding before we can kickstart programs? Why can't we kickstart and we can get support to add value to what we are doing? So I think our leaders need to look at the solution we can provide as citizens or as continent before we now start talking about the 100 billion from the, you know, from the well, for me, it's also fine, but let us look inwardly. Let them start talking about adaptation fund for Africa. How can we start looking at that is very, very key so that all the programs we are doing will be able to understand that this funding is not back up with some sort of paying back, but is within the funding that we are getting from our continent, and it will be able to solve a sort of problem. Yeah.
Lastly, is there anything I may have left out that you'd love to say?
Well, for me, I just want to say that, and my message is to young people, and you know, the space is very wide. Let us try as much as possible to start from where we are rather than, you know, want to solve all the problem. Nobody can solve all the problem, but let us start from where we are. Any other tools, any kind of opportunity you find yourself doing, make sure that your community felt the impact so that you can grow from there and you get to where you want to be. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was Olumide.